Mr. Overman,
sir.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I know you've got to go do your own show tonight.
Yes, in fact, right now. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you very much, Keith Overman, everybody.
Goodbye.
Mr. Overman, I don't have a problem with you.
Good.
I think you seem like a pretty good guy.
No, not really, but go ahead with the premise.
Why do you have a problem with my hero, Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly? You guys have been going at it hammer and tongs.
Well, Stephen, he's an idiot.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yes.
I think he sees the world simply, okay? Without all your complicated facts. Did I nail you?
We're both saying the same thing. He's an idiot.
Well, isn't it illegal on his radio show? Isn't it illegal for anyone to say the name Oberman on his radio show now?
Apparently so.
Tell me what happened.
Apparently last week or the week before, somebody called up and used my name. He cut them off and then explained that they'd be getting a little visit from Fox Security. And that Fox Security would then contact the local authority. So Mike from Orlando would be getting a little visit, he said. And two or three of these people who did call up and mention my name actually got phone calls from Fox Security, which is, you know, fascinating if, you know, we're living in, say, Nazi Germany. It's a good idea. Otherwise, it's kind of a, you want to arrest people who disagree with you.
So why are you asking these people to call O'Reilly? Now, why else would they be calling unless you're asking them to harass? It's harassment is what it is.
Well, that's what he says it is. I have nothing to do with asking him. Why would I have them call O'Reilly? I encourage people to put their money into something smarter like Enron stock.